Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, a bear wandered onto someone's porch in West Virginia and rang the doorbell.
Tony Kornheiser, a bear. Was it your boy Jay Cutler? Huh?
That would be an ex-bear. I'd be more comfortable with a current bear.
Oh, a bear that we wouldn't think would be. Right. It wouldn't be Mitch Trubisky looking for a home back with the Bears. It wouldn't be that, right?
No. A bear, a current bear. He could have a number one on his jersey. He could have that.
Justin Fields, right? He's a bear. Yeah. He wears number one. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Nuggets beat the Suns, the Warriors face elimination, and Carlos Correa gets booed at home. But we begin today with the Philadelphia 76ers going on the road and beating the Boston Celtics for the second time there in this playoff series, and thus taking a 3-2 lead into Game 6 in Philadelphia. Wilbon, do you come to praise the Sixers or rip the Celtics?
I've come first to praise the Sixers, and not just Joel Embiid, James Harden, but Tobias Harris and Tyrese Maxey. I mean, their other guys got it done on the road. When you're not really accustomed to that, you certainly can't go into the game expecting that. You're expecting your stars to do it because you're paying them $50 million a year or whatever the going rate is. But the Sixers, I mean, they brought it, Tony, from the opening tip, they brought it. And I told you yesterday, Maxey is the guy. Look, Maxey needs to be their second best player, because when he's that, or he's right there with James Harden, then that's when the Sixers are at their best. That's why I picked him at the beginning of the year to be a conference finalist. Not to win it all, but to be a conference finalist, because I think when they have all those elements working for them, they are that good. Look, Boston, which has turned into a jump shooting team, and I keep saying every day, I don't think Boston's as good as they were last year. Something's off with them. I can't put my finger on it. Clearly, neither can Joe Mazzullo and the players and the GM and all the people around the Celtics, because they can't figure it out either, or they would have.
Yeah, well, I'm going to rip the Celtics. I think it's time to rip the Celtics, because you don't get the same Celtics team two games in a row ever. The Celtics have alienated their fan base with their inconsistency. How do you go home and lay an egg like this, especially after the game before, which you should have won? Mike, they lost each of the first three quarters numerically. So they were down 16 points going into the fourth quarter. Their best player is Tatum. He started the game out 0-for-6. This is, to me, a really bad loss, equal to the Game 1 loss, again, in Boston, when they lost to the Sixers without Embiid. You mentioned Joe Mazzulla. This is his quote after the game. I'm quoting now. "I thought we had the intentions of really, really wanting to win and trying to win. And sometimes when that happens, it has a negative effect." What? Are you saying that wanting to win hurts you? What are you talking about? You're making an excuse for a team that, again, laid an egg. They were terrible. They're at home. They're the higher seed. What are you doing?
Yes, yes. And there's an inconsistency about them, which has now become consistently inconsistent. I tell you, I think the biggest part of this is, when you got wing players like Tatum and Brown, who are supremely talented and can play both ends of the floor, there's too much jump shooting. There's too much reliance on the three-point shot. You're not the Warriors. But yet they fall into these patterns over long stretches of time where that's what they do. And so all the praise for Mazzullo, which, I held off on that. And I'm not saying he won't be worthy of it in replacing Ime Udoka, and he had to. I get that. But these are not last year's Celtics. And they struggle with Atlanta when they shouldn't have. They've struggled with Philadelphia when they seemingly, you and I think anyway, shouldn't have. They're in trouble. They're in trouble having to go back to Philly. Although last year, They had this situation. They had to win game six in Milwaukee. And they won. They went back home and
That's right.
So maybe they're just a team that has to do it the hard way. Maybe. Over in the West, out here in the wild, wild West, the Nuggets beat the Suns in Denver to take a 3-2 lead in that best of seven. Nikola Jokic, oh my God. He led the Nuggets again with 29 points, 13 rebounds, 12 dimes. Tony, the home team, of course, has won every game to date. So did last night's result shift in any way your perception of the series?
My perception of the series was shifted when Chris Paul went out with an injury, as always, in the playoffs. And then Phoenix won 2 games in a row. So it shows you I know nothing. I have no line on this particular series. But I will say this. Phoenix now only has 2 players who you have to be afraid of, right? Booker and Durant. And they're playing ungodly minutes, Mike. Each one of them has played 41-plus minutes in every playoff game. They are 1-2 in the entire NBA playoff structure in minutes played. Maybe that takes something out of you, particularly at altitude. I don't know. I'm clutching at straws here.
Well, Tony, I don't think that played a factor last night. You're right. They played the heavy minutes at the beginning, and that can take a toll on you later, particularly Kevin Durant. But Booker's 26, maybe not so much. But, Tony, Monty Williams got the message somehow. He got it. He got it late. But he's playing his bench now, so that's not an excuse. Michael Malone's not playing his bench as much as Monty Williams is playing his. Michael Malone, the Denver Nuggets coach, has gone with 8 guys a couple of games. It basically didn't look at his bench. So that theme switched. So I don't think that's it. Look, Nikola Jokic, Tony, he's a handful. And when he's the best player on the court, and he was last night, he's a 2-time MVP. When he's the best player on the court, they're going to win most likely, Tone. Durant and Booker last night were merely good, okay? And Jamal Murray, who's okay, he's a third step under Booker. That's all. We saw Jamal Murray put up enormous numbers in the bubble in the playoffs. He's done this before, too. So, you know, Michael Porter Jr.,
team,
these guys are big-time players. They're a good team.
This is a good team. They're the number one seed. They finished first in the Western Conference. They are not Miami going around upsetting higher seeds. They
are the
higher seed.
That's right.
And I know you want to make Jokic into a villain because he gently pushed your boy, the new kid over in Phoenix.
He's not a great villain.
Now we move on.
Hey,
the Warriors and Lakers.
By the way, Kevin Durant got the right technical last night for shoving Jokic's big out of the way. And somebody who doesn't play should have come off the bench and laid Joker out. You come in my huddle, I lay you out. I know the bad boy Pistons would have done that. The Celtics would have done that in the old days, huh?
Why are we going on about
the Lakers in the old days?
This.
Lay him out, because I got stuff to say about that series.
Yeah. You got you and the kid owner.
I got stuff to say.
You besties. The Warriors and Lakers play game 5 tonight in San Francisco. The Warriors are down 3-1 in the series, and they need to win 3 in a row or fold their tent. Wilbon, you stay up to watch these games. On a scale of 1 to 10, what is your confidence level that the Warriors will win tonight?
A 6. No more than that. Yeah, because the Warriors did something, Tony, that the longer we go away from that game the other night that they lost, and I know it was game 5 in L.A., I get that. But the Warriors did stupid stuff. The Warriors did stuff that doesn't make any sense. The Warriors weren't even the Warriors. They looked like somebody else's team, not the championship Warriors, the brilliant Warriors we know them to be. They didn't look like that. I mean, I don't even know what they were doing. Like I said yesterday, I'm repeating myself from yesterday to a point. I mean, Steve Kerr, who's a brilliant man and brilliant coach, he just is. Don't tell me that any defense allows continual switching that puts Steph Curry on LeBron James. I don't want to hear that. And Lonnie Walker lit him up, too. They got to do other stuff. They got to be smarter, tougher, more resourceful, better shooters. The Warriors. Or they're going to get beat at home tonight and be done.
Yeah. So I've seen them come back from 3-1. And I saw them win two road games in Sacramento when they were the worst road team in the playoffs, which they still are. And this is a home game. Still, my confidence level is only 5.5 because I think they're relatively equal teams. I want to jump to the next phase here. Because if they were to lose this game or any of the next two, if the series continues, and they're out, I wonder if the larger question isn't, is this the end of their run? Is this something we will look back on last year's victory and look back and say that was the end? I mean, is it sustainable? Because I don't think, and I think you agree with me, I'm not certain at all that Draymond Green will be back next year. When you look at Curry and Thompson, as great as they are, they're getting older. That team shot 6-for-17 in the fourth quarter the other night. We may look back on that, and we may say that was the sign. And last year, the surprising win was sort of the icing on the cake. That was their fourth. And now it's a year later, and maybe the cake is stale. You know what I'm saying? Let's take a break.
Last dance. Last dance. Coming up. It may be that.
Carlos Correa gets booed by the home fans. What is the word for that?
And what will the Oilers be facing if they lose again tonight?
Yeah, so you would send somebody out of the huddle to knock Joker down?
Yes!
To knock him out?
Get out of my huddle! Get out my huddle!
Pardon the interruption is brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Time to mix our gifts for Gab and Vocab. What's first?
It's blank. The Twins fans booed Carlos Correa last night.
My word is uncharacteristic. I don't think of Minnesotans in the same way that I think of Philadelphians. These people don't even boo Kirk Cousins. I thought they were happy when Carlos Correa came back to the Twins. But you know what, Mike? Maybe there's some sort of lingering resentment there because Correa tried to leave twice. I mean, he tried to leave for the Giants, and he tried to leave for the Mets, and the only reason he didn't was because upon medical examination, they found enough metal plates in his ankle to build a bridge. So then the Twins were there with open arms, and I thought it was like a feel-good story. You know, big star stays in a small market. But Mikey's batting 185. Last night, he was 0-for-5, and he left 6 runners on base. And Correa himself said, this is a quote, "I'd boo myself, too, with the kind of money I'm making, and I'm playing like this."
Yeah. Justifiable is the word. Because he tried to leave. You know, it's interesting, you big market people. Oh, I got turned down by big markets, and let's paint this the way it should be painted. Forced to stay. Forced back. He didn't stay on his own. He didn't stay voluntarily. He was so we're supposed to just be thrilled that you are forced to be here in this little old market that you don't like well enough, where they made you one of the highly paid, appreciated players in this game. Right. That's all he was justifiable. Minnesota fans don't boo for no reason.
But he could have gone somewhere else.
They don't.
He could have gone somewhere else. He didn't have to stay in Minnesota. He could have gone somewhere else.
Then take you and your 175 and Jokic and go to somebody else's huddle. Get out.
185.
Get out.
By the way.
Go.
Next.
The Oilers would be blank if they lost tonight.
Okay, so they're playing Vegas. I'm going to use a Vegas term, you know, for my word, and that would be very close to busted. If they lose this game, it's just not going to work at all. They're down 3-1 at that point. They're going to Vegas. They're repeating recent history, you know, where they don't make the finals anymore. Mike, they got the two highest scorers in the league in McDavid and Draisaitl. I'm picking them to win because they don't lose two in a row. They haven't lost two in a row since February, I believe. You beat them, they beat you back, and they score a lot of goals at that point. The only reluctance I have is that it's Vegas, and you know what they say about Vegas. If the game was 22, I'd be a millionaire.
Tony.
That's funny, kids.
They'd be brinked, as in on the brink of, brinked of elimination. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. And yes, they're great to watch and you want to see them. And maybe the formula, you would think the formula works because like in the NBA, though not as dramatically, scoring in the NHL was up this season. And so you would think, okay, going to be times where we can outscore the opponent and we don't have to be defensive aces. But apparently, that's not the case still in the playoffs, although the playoffs have seen some wildly high-scoring games. Remember, we had a 7-2 and a 7-3 results back-to-back to start the first round of the playoffs in one series. So brinked, and it's I root for them. I wanted them in Toronto, and I'm not going to get any of the teams I want.
If the game was called 22, I'd be a millionaire. It's not my line, but it's funny. You're not a gambler.
Whose line is it?
That's the final word. It's some other guy's line, not my line. Let's take one last break. It's a Jay Cutler's line. Still to come, West Virginia reportedly makes a decision on the future of Bob Huggins.
And could J.J. Redick be the next head coach of the Raptors? Wow.
What? What?
How about that?
Do you think that's possible? What?
I think it's maybe advisable.
Really?
J.J. Redick, brilliant.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Happy time, people. Happy 81st birthday, Jim Calhoun. Calhoun is out of coaching now after a few years at D3 St. Joseph's in West Hartford. The Calhoun's great run obviously came at UConn. We won three national championships and put together the team that Kevin Ollie won with. Calhoun's record at UConn was 629-245. That is a tremendous winning percentage of 720. And this is when the Big East was good. Calhoun spent his whole basketball career in New England, playing at American International, and coaching at Northeastern in Connecticut. Some of the great players Calhoun coached include Ray Allen, Kemba Walker, Andre Drummond, Clifford Robinson, Emeka Okafor, Caron Butler, and Rip Hamilton.
You know, Tony, people were often put off by his personality, by Calhoun's personality. I mean, I was around him a lot over a lot of years, and I found him enjoyable. I really did. I found him fascinating to listen to. He obviously is a very bright man and a great coach, and I sort of didn't understand that. I'd love to listen to Calhoun all the time now.
Happy anniversary, Sleepy Floyd. On this day 36 years ago, with his Warriors down 14, heading into the fourth quarter and on the brink of playoff elimination, Floyd dropped 29 points in the final 12 minutes to lead Golden State to an improbable victory over the eventual NBA champion Los Angeles Lakers. The former Georgetown star made 12 consecutive shots. He wound up with 51 points. Floyd's number of 29 points in a quarter still stands as a playoff record, as does his 39 points and a half. You may also remember Floyd from the Georgetown team that lost to North Carolina in the 1982 NCAA title game when Fred Brown mistakenly threw a pass to James Worthy.
Yeah, Eric Sleepy Floyd, Patrick Ewing, Michael Jordan, Sam Perkins, James Worthy. I mean, wow, you know? And there were, let's see, how many one and dones? None. Patrick None. Ewing, 4 years. Jordan, when told by his coach and his parents, 3 years, you're done, you're going to leave. He cried. He cried in Dean Smith's office. And by the way, Dean Smith and John Thompson, can you have more star power than that?
Mike, I think that's one of the 5 or 10 greatest NCAA final games.
Yeah.
Because of who was on the floor and because of the way it ended. That was great.
Who was on the bench.
And so was the one against Villanova. That's even higher up on the list. Happy trails to $1 million for Bob Huggins. The 69-year-old Hall of Fame coach will remain at his alma mater, West Virginia, and he has agreed to a $1 million salary cut this year to $3.2 million, a 3-game suspension and sensitivity training. Huggins went on a radio show the other day and twice used an anti-gay slur without prompting or hesitation. Huggins later fully apologized for his remarks, saying he was ashamed, embarrassed, and heartbroken, and he would accept whatever consequences there were. Huggins reportedly met with the university president yesterday and expressed contrition. Huggins has more D1 wins than any active coach, 863. But Mike, 3 games is nothing. It's nothing.
Yeah, Tony, I'm sorry. People will get mad at me who are affiliated with University of West Virginia. Too bad. It seemed cheesy. It's just, I was expecting cheesy, and we got cheesy. That's what I think of the punishment. And I know $1 million is, that alone is not. But the tone of it and the 3 games, it inadequate.
See, I mean, we talked about this yesterday. I didn't necessarily think that West Virginia would want to get rid of him. He's a great coach, and it's his school. He's part of West Virginia. But I really thought there'd be a significant suspension. It could go
I
a
didn't.
Full season for
I
me.
Didn't.
3 games is, that's almost
cheesy.
A slap at this thing. Yeah. That's really not good enough. The money is one thing, the sensitivity training, and I think he's going to be good on those issues. But 3 games, boy, I thought it'd be more. We're running out of show. Let's go to the big finish. Tiger.
Let's do it.
Not listed in the field for next week's PGA Championship. Your thoughts?
Neither are Jack and Gary Player. I mean, really? We're going to do this every week? The NFL will have 3 games in London and 2 in Germany. Is that a big deal to you?
It's not a big deal for me, but I understand that all the games sell out all the time. And the NFL is trying to expand its brand globally. I think it's a hard call because football's only played here, but that's what they're trying to do. J.J. Redick has reportedly interviewed for the Raptors' head coaching job. Does that make sense to you?
Tony, J.J. Redick, when you just listen to him, he's got a brilliant basketball mind, and he's a great communicator. I love J.J. Redick. The only box he doesn't check for me is the disdain he has, the sneer at the history of the game and some of the people who played it before him. That's not a good look for somebody as brilliant as J.J. Redick is about basketball. Will the Heat close out the Knicks tonight?
That's in New York. I don't think so, but they'll win the series. Last one, will the Panthers eliminate your Leafs tonight?
I'm going to go with the Leafs and their substitute goaltender, a rookie, who I think is 6-0-1, but he hadn't played in the postseason. I'm going to go with the Leafs one more time, Tony, once more.
We are out of time. We will try and do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
You know, he came on in relief in the last game. That's still, he didn't start. Starting for the first time. I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get us on the podcast or the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's SportsCenter.